Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. All right. Welcome to today's episode of Your Daily Scrum with professional Scrum trainers Todd Miller and Ryan Ripley. We get together each and every day to help you get better at Scrum each and every day. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Check out the description to learn more about Todd and I, the book we wrote called Fixing Your Scrum. Leave us your questions and comments. Your questions and comments turn into videos. Check out our playlist. We have a ton of free classes, right? Mm-hmm. Learn Scrum, learn evidence-based management, learn how to be a successful facilitator. 3 free playlists that can help you become awesome. Speaking of awesome, Todd, today we have a really great topic. Mm-hmm. I think this is another one of your brain children that's just a really, really good. How does a Scrum team create an awesome product goal? Now, we get a lot of questions in classes, right? It's like the product goal's kind of new. We're not sure how this works. So, Todd, I think you've got a really awesome concept here. How can teams go about creating awesome product goals?
Yeah, so we're going to drop a blog in the chat because I think this is where I first discovered this. I started using this maybe 7 or 8 years ago. This is based off of a Toyota Kata. And I just use this with such a bunch of success. So we're going to walk through this. We're actually going to walk through this using an Agile for Humans example, how we use this to create a product goal. And so obviously one of our products that we have at Agile for Humans is our YouTube playlists. We have Your Daily Scrum Facilitation. Ryan was just naming a bunch of the other ones, and we wanted to go in a little bit of a different direction with a new playlist. And so, really, what we came up through is this, right? I'm just going to share it. So maybe I should explain this first. We have an improvement theme name. Here we have an expiration date. We'll circle back up to these. You state what your problem is now, what your definition of awesome would be by 11/30/2022, which is the example that we're having here. Some first steps that you'll take, and where might you go next after we do this? So we'll make sure to give some reference where references due to this chip, this blog here. But I think we're going to talk about what we discovered, Ryan, and what we're working on right now. How's that?
Love it.
Yeah. So first box right now. This is something that we were thinking about, isn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, there just isn't. Like, we took a look, and there's not a lot of free resources out there on YouTube and other spaces that really dig into facilitation, techniques, principles, practices, especially in a Scrum context, right? But mm-hmm. Almost in any context, these videos are really lacking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And so then we got to thinking. We're like, well, what could we do about that? And we came up with what our definition of awesome would be. And so our definition of awesome to solve this problem is that we have a new series that enables people to become great facilitators and explore techniques. And we'll know if that's going to work by if we have 3,000 playlist views within 3 months. So if we post a playlist and we look at the analytics of the playlist, what we're looking for is 3,000 views in 3 months. So 1,000 views a month, maybe that won't be an exact thing. It might be a ramp, but that's what we're looking at to say that this was successful.
Yeah, I think it's important to have a measure like that. I love the idea that we have an expiration date. So this is time boxed. We have a success criteria, and we also have a purpose. The purpose of the playlist is not for Todd and I to speak and be seen on videos and become YouTube famous. The purpose is for all of you to have high quality resources that you can use to become good, great facilitators and get the confidence that sometimes you need to explore brand new techniques, right? Sometimes liberating structures can be scary. TBR, training from the back of the room, can kind of be tricky. So we're going to try to build a playlist here that gives you the confidence to try new things and also understand the principles and practices of great facilitation.
Yeah, and really first steps, getting started. So how do we do that? I mean, we have a million ideas, but let's just, Ryan and I, we just need to get started. That's our thing. We talk about things, but honestly, in order for us to do this, we need to get started. So our first steps, right? Our first steps, create a video on what liberating structures are. Create a video on what TBR is and create an intro to facilitation video. These three things could get us off the ground. Just describing in broad, where we love liberating structures. We love the concepts behind training from the back of the room. And what is facilitation? What does that mean? So we thought that this would be a first step in really getting this thing off the ground.
Love it. And then what we can also do is define our next target condition. Like, what are we thinking about after this? And Todd and I have been talking a lot about our next series because we really do believe in these playlists. We see, I can't tell you how many, we get so many notes of, I just passed my PSM-1 because I watched your Scrum framework video series, or we keep hearing about how we're finally using EBM correctly and we're measuring things that matter and we understand value because they looked at our EBM series. We're getting some initial great pieces of feedback on the facilitation videos that have popped out. And so we're going to keep going. And our next target condition is probably going to involve agile estimation and planning. Huge topics, right?
Yeah. And we may explore this before expiration on 11:30, but at least on 11:30, we're making ourselves a promise here. We're making ourselves to promise to come back and look at this, talk about how it went. See if this is still the case. Quite often, what you thought was next or even your first steps, you look back and then laugh and just be like, look where we took this now. This is a lot different, but it worked, right? Something else that's really fun, I think, that I will help teams and kind of give you something to rally behind is a fun theme name, right? So this improvement theme name, we could call ours like Facilitator's Guide to the Galaxy, right?
You know what I like, Todd? A very good, terrible... Well, awesome. What's your top title?
Yeah, a very good or a very bad.
No good. Very great meeting. Yeah. What a perfect theme for this series, right?
Yeah. What's that based off the book? What's the series of books?
Is it Lemony Snicket?
Alexander's very good. No,
something like that.
Something like that.
Let us know in the comments what we're trying Please, to come up with.
Yeah, and so we'll give reference again to this. This comes from Toyota. We really think that this is an interesting way that you can formulate product goals. Right. Note the expiration date. A little bit of a fun theme that y'all can rally around. Stating what problem that we're really hoping to face. Notice we're one problem here. There's no commas in this stuff. Right. We have a target measurable that we can look at and say, expiration 11:30. We'll look at 11:30. We're going to go look at this, right? We're going to see. In fact, we'll be looking at this along the way to see, because if it's like 100 views in another month, maybe we should consider going here quickly, right?
Yeah.
But this is our longer term product.
Well, and Todd, what I love about this is a product goal is meant to be used to bring transparency to the product backlog, to the vision, to the future. And what a great visual way to show what you're trying to do to your stakeholders, right? Yeah. It's one thing to have a stated product goal. It's another to lay this out in front of them and say, here's the problem we're trying to solve. Here's the definition of awesome with some measures. Here's the first steps we're taking, and here's our next target. And it gives them the opportunity to speak into those four boxes as well, and to also see where your head's at. And it's almost like maths class where you're showing your work, right?
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah. I think it's worth trying. But long before the notion of product goal, I've used this concept, and it's worked really well for me. So
Very good. Well, we're glad you shared it, Todd. I think a lot of people are going to get a lot of value out of this. Product goals have certainly been confusing to many, and this could bring a lot of clarity. Actually, if facilitation is to make something simpler or to make something simple, you might have done that just now with product goals.
Sweet.
Well done. All right. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Check out the socials, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter are where we are at. Leave us a comment. Let us know if you like Todd's idea. He's been doing this for a while. Have you been doing something similar? We'd love to hear about that as well. Our playlists that we mentioned are going to pop up, the framework and EBM. Check those out. Go take your test. Get certified. Conquer the world. Some merch is going to pop up as well. The hoodies are sweet. The Squirrel Burger t-shirts are awesome. Get one. You deserve it. But yeah, check these out. Craft great product goals. Use this Kata method. And we think you're going to do well. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward. Do some great Scrum things. Story points are trash. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!